I'm joined on the phone right now by Bob Konya, representing the St. Joe chapter of the Indiana Football Hall of Fame. Their annual ceremony is coming up on May 18th, and Bob joins us to tell about the upcoming event. Bob, it's Darren. Haven't talked to you in a while. How are you?
I'm good, Darren. How are you? It's good talking to you again.
I'm doing terrific.
Thank you
pleasure
for the
to talk to you.
To be on.
Absolutely. I had the great pleasure to MC this event a couple of years ago, and it was a lot of fun. I think we had a little power failure right before the event, but you know what? We got it done, and it was a really, really good night. Let's just go with some of the details first off. Bob, why don't you tell our listeners about the event, when it's going to be, the time, and ticket availability.
Okay, the event, the induction banquet for this year's group of inductees is being held on May 18th at St. Hedwig's Memorial Center. Tickets are $25 each, and tickets are available until March 10th. Those of you who have been to St. Hedwig's know that you're going to get a great meal. The cocktail hour is at 5, dinner is at 6, and the induction ceremonies begin following dinner. Tickets are available at several area high schools: Concord High School, Goshen High School, Mishawaka High School, John Adams High School, Mishawaka Marion, Penn, or by calling Don Monhoot at 574-261-7341, or you can call me at 574-229-4127.
Okay, so there's all the details on the event. So, Bob, a little background. Who is eligible to have a chance to be placed into the St. Joe chapter of the Indiana Football Hall of Fame?
Well, we have a local committee made up of 10 individuals who are all members of the Indiana Football Hall of Fame, including Coach Giesman, Coach Teagarden, Coach Bovenkirk, Tom Creevy, Coach Sharp, Coach Doba, Coach Monhoot, Bill Sarukis, and myself. And if I'm leaving anybody out, I apologize for that. But there's 10 of us. We meet once a month. We look at area ball players who have excelled in high school and or college and or went on to play pro ball. And we get resumes from them. Also, people who have coached local high school, some beyond high school. We get resumes from them. And then our committee meets and discusses those individuals, and we make a selection. We are allowed to put 6 inductees in every 2 years. Our banquet is in the even years. A couple years ago, they added the fact that we could put in 2 legends as well. This year, we have 7 people who have been nominated and passed our committee. They then go to the Coaches Association of Indiana Football Coaches Association, and they review our candidates, and they also vote. And if they're approved there, they go to the Hall of Fame for their approval, and then they're notified, and then we put the banquet together. So that's a little bit how it all works.
Okay, pretty interesting process. Bob, can we talk about the individuals that are going in?
Absolutely. Our legend this year, we have one, is a gentleman by the name of Charlie Lori, who came on board in 1973, the year Coach Giesman came to Penn. Charlie was a Penn defensive coordinator, and when he and Coach Giesman came, Penn had a record of 3-27 the previous 3 years.
That's unthinkable, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I remember officiating Penn 2 years in a row when they were 0-9. And when I tell people that, they just look at me and said, well, you're getting old and you're forgetting what happened. But, yeah, their records was not too good. The first year he was on board, they were 5-5. The second year, they were 8-2. And the third year, they were like 10-1. And they haven't had a losing season since, and they've won 5 state champs and 7-time runner-up. So Charlie coached Penn 5 years, then he went on to Blackford and won a state title there, and he moved to Ann Arbor Pioneer and for 11 years and won two state championships. Unfortunately, he is deceased, but his wife and children are coming to the banquet as we honor him. So Charlie is our legend. We have two former ball players in the area, Gene Nicolini, who played at Marion High School back in, he graduated in 1968 from Marion. He was a first high school All-American on both offense and defense, first team. He was All-State, All-Conference, All-Offense and Defense when he played at Marion. And then he went to Bowling Green State University and played 4 years at Bowling Green. He was a guard there. Okay. So got a good resume, a good background, and it was great to meet him. The next individual, James Chubby Phillips, played ball at John Adams High School, graduated in 1973 from Adams, had a tremendous career at Adams, winning all conference honors, and went on and had a great career at the University of Illinois as well. Played in the high school all-star game at Illinois. He had a career rushing record. He was number 14 in their career rushing records of over 2,000 yards. He was the most valuable back at Illinois two times in 74 and 76. Mm. And then he went out and got a look at by the Pittsburgh Steelers, and some injuries took him out of that career. But Chubby, I remember him well, and it's kind of interesting. So many people in South Bend have forgotten these tremendous ball players back in that era of time. And if you knew Chubby, I had the opportunity to have lunch with him a week and a half ago, and I sat down across from him, and I didn't want to give him a football because the intensity is still there. And it was terrific to have an opportunity to meet him.
Bob Konya is our guest talking about the latest induction group for the St. Joe chapter of Indiana Football Hall of Fame. We got about 5 minutes left, Bob, so why don't you offer a couple of more nuggets on these guys?
Okay, two coaches going in, Brad Park, who coached at played at Frontier High School, went to Manchester College and played there. He retired as the head coach after 10 years at Goshen. He had 32 years of coaching altogether. He is currently tied with Ken Meyer as the winningest coach in Goshen history at 81-36. He was Northern Lakes Conference Coach of the Year, IFCA Region 2 Coach of the Year, three undefeated regular seasons. He was one runner-up state championship in 1999. So Coach Park had a great career, and he's got two sons who are carrying on that tradition at Goshen today, one of them, Kyle, who is their head coach. Okay. The next head coach going in is one familiar to many people in our area, Coach Reggie Glahn from Mishawaka Marion High School. He played at St. Joe, graduated from St. Joe, and he started his coaching career at Washington under Coach Scott Bovenkirk and some fellow by the name of Bart Curtis and Carlos Phillips, all of who are in the Hall of Fame. In 94, he was named head coach of Marion and became the all-time winningest coach with 165 wins. He had four regional titles, five sectional, and he was Region 2 Coach of the Year six times. I mean, his list of accolades is absolutely tremendous. He left me a quote here. He said, "My fondest memory is having all four of my children involved in the football program, sharing their school years and seeing them grow into people that they are today." Mm. And then we have two contributors. The first is a fellow by the name of Rick Nelson. Anybody who's been in officiating for a while will recognize that name. Rick started officiating in 1987, and he officiated just about everything there is. He was a Big Ten football umpire from 99 to 2016 with over 200 regular season games. is past president of the Big Ten Officials Association. He's worked 12 bowl games, including the national championship game. Worked arena ball from 96 to 2009. He officiated International Federation of American Football Championships in Japan in 2006 and Austria in 2012. So, and Rick still does an awful lot with our St. Joe Valley officials group. We just love having Rick come to our meetings and talk to us. And the last one going in is a gentleman, again, a name you'll all know, A. Dean Spiker. Who was the past superintendent of Penn High School. And somebody said to me, how many games did he play? And I said, I'll tell you what, he had the foresight to hire a guy by the name of Chris Giesman. And it was interesting, prior to Dean's second year, Penn was 60-87-8 in 15 years, including zero championships. And after he came on board and put together the crew and supported it, Penn was 475-80-0 in the last 45 years, including five state championships and seven runners-up. So talking to Coach Giesman, he said Dean had a vision. He wanted PHM be the best in regards to academics, athletics, and extracurricular. And anybody who knows Dean certainly knows that. He supported his coaches. He supported his teachers, and he's doing a great job at Mishawaka now. So that's the group going in. Again, tickets are available at any of the high schools, Concord, Goshen, Mishawaka, Marion, Penn, and Adams. Calling Don Monhoot, 574-261-7341. Or you can call me, Bob Kanya, at 574-229-4127. May 18th, 2018, St. Hedwig's Memorial Center. Cocktails at 5, dinner at 6. Induction following. Tickets are $25 each. And if you supported any of these people or admired them when they played the game or coached the game, now's your time to come out and show that support.
That's a great recap. Great job, Bob. Appreciate it. Make sure you give Coach Bovenkirk a hug for me. I haven't seen him in a while.
I will do that.
Give him a big bear hug for me. And, Bob, great to talk to you as always. A great event coming up May 18th. Hopefully the community comes out, as always, to support the St. Joe chapter of the Indiana Football Hall of Fame. And I hope you have a great evening that night.
Okay, thanks a lot, Darren. It's nice talking to you again. I hope to see you soon.
Absolutely, Bob. Thank you. Bob Kanya from the St. Joe chapter of the Indiana Football Hall of Fame.